good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cotton Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder. My colonized name and taxpayer name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events from all over Turtle Island.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, inside the old Dayton's building, and we're opening. Our grand opening is tomorrow, Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. We will be there till 6 p.m. Native supporting natives in business and in art.
Wow, I love that tagline. Just a second here.
Yep. Sneeze or a burp or something happening.
Easy, easy. Hey, We discuss, as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues. And we're going to lead off right away here. You don't hear this anywhere else all over Turtle Island on a daily grind. We're Ogama with the news. Go ahead, Ogama.
Bonjour, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuakwe. I am a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. And as always, I bring you the news here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. As always, as well, I like to start the news with information on what's happening with the Stop Line 3 movement here in Minnesota. The Line 3 project has recently been completed. However, just this week, Enbridge has taken the legacy Line 3 out of service. The first four segments that make up the company's Line 3 pipeline have officially begun the process of decommissioning. I don't believe that Enbridge is going to be required to remove these old pipelines, but they have begun the process of decommissioning those lines. In the meantime, water protectors across Minnesota, hundreds of them in fact, are currently facing criminal charges in the state of Minnesota for standing in defense of the water, the climate, and the treaty rights of the Anishinaabeg people. Water protectors who have put their bodies on the line to stop Enbridge's Line 3 pipeline were faced with police forces that were directly funded by Enbridge and have responded to the movement using surveillance, harassment, physical pain, torture, and trumped up the charges, including felonies for these water protectors. In the time of climate catastrophe, water protectors are now asking Attorney General Ellison and Governor Walz to listen to water protectors instead of criminalizing and prosecuting them. They are asking that you go and sign the petition to drop the charges and to tell Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and Governor Walz to drop the charges for the some 800 plus water protectors who face charges for attempting to stop the Line 3 pipeline this summer. You can go to dropline3charges.com. That's dropline3charges.com. It should bring you straight to the sign the petition option, and you should be able to learn more about taking action beyond signing the petition there if you would also like to take action. The Camp McGizzy from the Fond du Lac Nation is in the process of transitioning into a spiritual camp, and they are currently asking for support for people as they come into the winter months. They are looking for able-bodied people who can come and be there and join the resistance community. They're looking for water protectors and people who are part of the movement or people who are looking to be a part of the movement, so that they can join in and to participate in cultural learning and things that are happening at and going to continue to happen at Camp McGizzy. McGizzy Will Fly is the new name for Camp McGizzy, and you can find more information on their social media at McGizzy Will Fly. You're going to want to make sure to spell McGizzy, M-I-G-I-Z-I, Will Fly. And then you will take a look when you get there. They're regularly updating what they need for donations and those types of things. You can also find more information too on the Red Lake Treaty Camp. Red Lake Treaty Camp is in the process of transitioning into a horse ranch, and we recently had Sasha Bolio on, who was talking about that. And I believe it was just a couple of weeks ago, Sasha Bolio had joined us for that. So they are in the process of transitioning into that new horse camp, and they are looking for support as well. So make sure you check out and get some support information at Red Robe Ranch on Venmo at Red Robe or on PayPal at Red Robe Ranch. I also want to take a minute and remind people that Give to the Max Day is this Thursday, which is tomorrow in Minnesota, and that MN350 is taking part in Give to the Max Day. So make sure you check out mn350.org to give to the max for MN350. They are a big supporter here of us on Native Roots Radio. And if you have not yet, make sure you squeak on over to the Indigenous Environmental Network's page. There are some fantastic videos, and they are constantly posting some amazing work. And I want to just give a shout out tonight to Sha Marie Ongolongo. And she has been fantastic and integral with the work that's coming in from the Indigenous Environmental Network, as well as making the trip out to COP26 at the Glasgow Climate Summit this past week and taking action there. Amazing, amazing work by her, and really hoping to maybe get her on the show coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Also wanted to sign right over here to what else is happening here in Minnesota. I've talked about it a little bit before, but here in Minnesota, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is currently dealing with PFAS, or fluoro petrochemicals, that have been sunk into the earth from, I believe, the 3M manufacturing that happened here in Minnesota. These chemicals do not break down, and they are now considered very dangerous, that were used across many industries and considered very dangerous to pose health and environmental threats to humans and animals. And now the MPCA has, since they had refused to fund research on these emerging contaminants, they're now asking businesses to monitor for these PFAS. So according to a story in the Star Tribune, the MPCA, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, regulators are requesting that a wide swath of groups begin monitoring the state for these PFAS. And basically 305 Minnesota water bodies were recently added to the impaired waters list, which now brings the total of impaired waters to Minnesota all the way over 3,000. And they're finding low levels of PFAS in just about all of them. These PFAS are considered forever chemicals because they do not break down in the environment, and these are incredibly dangerous. They're used in everything from mascara to paint to food processing. And more than 600 military sites across the U.S. are also contaminated with this. So this will be an ongoing story I'm going to want to touch base on whenever I can. In national news from Indian Country today, day two of the Tribal Leaders Summit began with a policy panel and continued with more information about climate change, treaty rights, and sacred lands. There is information here that the administration had a listening session, and most had to receive the most tribal leader participation, as 9 tribal leaders spoke to officials. A really interesting part of this is that Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced that there will be a tribal advisory committee at the Department of the Interior, which will allow tribal leaders to have a forum directly with Deb Haaland and future secretaries. And this is a creation of a new tribal advisory committee. So that would be a much needed thing that is coming. And that was really exciting news. And then U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo from the Muscogee Creek Nation delivered one of the last remarks and read a poem titled Eagle Poem. It is incredibly powerful. I recommend you pop onto YouTube and check this out if you can. We also posted a link to the YouTube page on Native Roots Radio. As always, I want to remind you all to check out Native Roots Radio on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're looking to support the work we're doing here at Native Roots Radio, you're going to want to go to patreon.com/Native Roots Radio Network, and you're able to make a contribution to us there. So, miigwech to everybody, and back to you, Robert.
Wow, Pini Gigi, that was awesome, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Hey,
always
we got
great news.
We got Bob Blake today with Solar Bear, and then State Representative of North Dakota Ruth Buffalo up next. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and this is Wendy.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
For too long, American Indian tribes have faced a competitive disadvantage when litigating against powerful forces. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan, LLP, seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation in Indian country. They have worked hand-in-hand with tribes to implement the Tribal Law and Order Act, fighting against diminishment of tribal lands and natural resources, and improving public safety on reservations. The Robbins Kaplan American Indian Law and Policy Practice serves tribes and individuals on commercial, government investigations, agency and tribal boundary disputes, as well as personal injury. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purdon, their American Indian Law and Policy Practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. If you or your tribe are facing legal issues, contact RobbinsKaplan.com or call toll-free at 1-800-553-9910.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're really always happy and pleased to have State Senator from North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, and I mean, as representative, I'm sorry, I just gave you a higher title, or a different title, not higher, but welcome as always. We're always excited to have you on, and you know, just checking in. How's it going, Ruth?
It's going good. Sorry, I'm in a different location, so I'm I'm at my daughter's school. She's here for basketball practice in Fergus Falls.
Wow.
She's going to Minnesota State Technical and Community College, but we're in the computer lab right now. So it's like this giant, it's just got a up close picture of me right now on the screen. So that's why I was like, whoa. Sorry about that.
Here, I'll back it off a little bit. How's that? Okay.
There you go. For anybody watching us on Facebook, you'll know what Ruth Buffalo meant.
I know, and it's always so sad because when you're at home, you have a nice setup, a nice background, and everything's great. But let's get into so your daughter's going in college in Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, Fargo-Moorhead area is just right across the river from us. But yeah, she's still staying with us, thankfully. Not ready to let her leave the nest, so to speak, just yet. Although she did just recently pass her driver's test a couple days ago.
Nice.
But yeah, so she's taking classes, her generals at a two-year school in Moorhead, Minnesota State Technical and Community College, and she's playing basketball, but the basketball facilities is housed out of the Fergus Falls campus, so it's about 45 minutes away from Fargo-Moorhead area, so we do this drive with her every day. Even though she got her driver's license now, I still want to come with her a few trips until we feel comfortable enough for her to make the trek back and forth by herself.
Yeah, how long is that drive for you?
It's about 45 minutes one way. So yeah, it's not too bad, but you know, we did have some some winter weather recently, but the roads are good today, so we're thankful.
Awesome. So let's get at it. What's happening in North Dakota? And maybe we can talk a little bit about all this great stuff that's happening nationally, too.
Sure. Well, in North Dakota, we just finished our special session. It was interesting, 5 days. The governor had called us in for a special session by executive order. And so very intense, fast-paced week. We passed or distributed the ARPA funds, the America Rescue Plan funds, which was nice to have a part in that because with the CARES funding, if you remember, that first summer in the pandemic, the governor of North Dakota had formed a 6-person emergency commission, and that 6-person emergency commission then decided, how they saw fit to distribute the CARES funding. So we were, as a legislative body, we passed a bill in the last legislative session last winter that would take away or dissolve that 6-person or emergency commission and give the voice, so to speak, back to the legislative body in terms of how you distribute the funding.
Yeah, I know there's always a struggle when money's involved. So Ruth, what do you think what's happening national here with Biden? I think yesterday was passing some kind of national missing and murdered Indigenous bill. Was that did I hear that right?
Yeah, I believe it was the an executive order on improving public safety and criminal justice for Native Americans and addressing the crisis of missing or murdered Indigenous people.
Yeah. So yeah. We've come a long way in the last 4 years, haven't we? I mean, just with this new president.
Yeah. I mean, I think things take time. And so to be fair, just as the different initiatives that came into fruition during the previous administration, I think it was just kind of a matter of time before things came to fruition, and that previous administration sort of took credit for that, the work that others had laid before them, so would like to think that things are moving in a better direction in this administration, but it is important to keep the accountability piece there and to make sure that executive orders or new laws are more than words on paper. And as a new lawmaker, well, some would say I'm not a new lawmaker, but I still consider myself a new lawmaker. I'm still in my first term. North Dakota, we have 4-year terms for House reps. But so what I'm learning and making sure that, which is so important, is following up on these new laws to make sure it's more than just words on paper, that these new laws are actually being enforced.
Yeah, that is important too, because we haven't talked specifically about this, but there was a white girl that was murdered a month ago or so, and it was on the news 24/7, and just the disparities of MMIW and what we were watching on the news and what the media does too, Ruth. It's I don't know if the word appalling is, but it's just eye-opening to see that, because we know as Indigenous and Native people that we're in crisis mode and we don't get half that publicity.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so we're thankful to have folks like you who have a platform, who are able to help us share important messages of what's really happening in real time on the ground. So very thankful to have platforms such as Native Roots Radio and, independent media sources out there who are willing to tell the truth and tell the real stories.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And, I always tell this to now State Senator Mary Kunish, but I always say that, this wouldn't be half the show it is if it wasn't for people like you and her that are on the show speaking the truth and amplifying really what's going on. And we're lucky to have you and have people like Heather Keeler and Mary Kunish come on our show. and speak the truth and really what's going on. So I just want to bring that back to you, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's so important because, you know, a politician and somebody that's a political speaking the truth. And I know you have your own personal stories, and you were looking for that young lady that was murdered. And so there's trauma involved with trauma with our people, and then triggers and things like that that our white allies don't even understand.
Definitely. There's not a day that goes by, literally, that we don't think of Savannah, where we live in South Fargo. You know, I say South. I emphasize the South because we're actually located further south than the original South Fargo, because everything is growing and moving sort of southwest in Fargo. So my friends who live downtown say, oh, how are things in South Dakota? literally, where and this might maybe be too much information to share, but it's definitely not out of disrespect for Savannah or her family, but we drive by, you know, the cemetery where she's at on a daily basis, so it's not out of the ordinary for us to. She's always on our mind, and we want to make sure that she's not forgotten. And so it is a constant reminder that the work is not done, and what can we be doing more to prevent further tragedies from happening, and how do we continue to amplify the voices of the families and the victims and, you know, those that have passed on and those that have been murdered and those that have not been found. It's there constantly on a daily basis.
I know. And, you know, it's powerful that you as a mother are so, you know, protecting your daughter in a way that you are by helping her in college and taking her there. And it's important. And a lot of our people don't have that. So I just give you a big shout out. In that, we all need to watch each other's back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So the section's over now, but I really appreciate you coming on. And do you have anything? We got a minute left here. If you want to speak.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week, but our funding for the missing persons database went through, and so it is now fully funded, and it'll take about 6 to 8 months for it to be implemented. And so we're hoping to connect with the Attorney General's office and see how we can help with the comprehensive approach to make sure that the Indigenous voices are included, especially our tribal nations. I think that's really going to be the key to success for this statewide missing persons database.
Wow, what a great way to end this. We're with State Senator, State Representative. Oh, my gosh. I haven't slept. We're opening up a store here. We're opening up a store in downtown Minneapolis, and I haven't slept in 2 days. So with Buffalo,
no
Representative of North Dakota, Pini Gigi, again, for being on and checking in. It's always powerful to hear from you. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruth.
Lots of good ads.
We'll be right back after this short break with Bob Blake from Red Lake. I always like to say that, with Solar Bear, with the Solar News. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Bonjour, relatives. My name is Deanna Sandycloud. I'm from the Red Lake Nation, and I live in Minneapolis today. As the weather gets colder, you're probably going to spend more time indoors, but it's important to stay safe and healthy. The COVID-19 pandemic is still not over. And now the flu season is upon us. So protect you and your loved ones by getting vaccinated against both the flu and COVID-19. COVID booster shots have now been approved for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And you're eligible if you're over 65 and if you're over 18 and have underlying health conditions or work in a high-risk setting. What's cool is your booster shot does not need to be of the same brand as your original series of shots. And you can receive a booster shot of any brand that's available to you. Children over the age of 5 are now eligible for a vaccine as well. So let's protect our relatives in Indian country this winter and get vaccinated. Be a vaccinative like me. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. Neekwich Bizendawian.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hi, this is Desi Doyen of the Green News Report and the Bradcast. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, Auntie, it's been a while. How have you been?
I've been good. You know, I haven't really been able to go anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, have you gotten the COVID vaccine?
I have. Have you?
Well, I've been unsure of getting the vaccine because of the side effects, and I've heard other people get some nasty symptoms.
The side effects of COVID pale in comparison to what would happen if you contracted COVID. Getting the shot is easy and keeps everybody safe.
This message is brought to you by McGee Communications and Minnesota Department of Health.
For too long, American Indian tribes have faced a competitive disadvantage when litigating against powerful forces. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan, LLP, seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation in Indian country. They have worked hand-in-hand with tribes to implement the Tribal Law and Order Act, fighting against diminishment of tribal lands and natural resources, and improving public safety on reservations. The Robbins Kaplan American Indian Law and Policy Practice serves tribes and individuals on commercial, government investigations, agency and tribal boundary disputes, as well as personal injury. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purdon, their American Indian Law and Policy Practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. If you or your tribe are facing legal issues, contact RobbinsKaplan.com or call toll-free at 1-800-553-9910.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a low around 25, Thursday partly cloudy with a high near 32, and Friday cloudy with a high near 39. Check out the award-winning Hazel's Northeast for a delicious meal any time of the day. Breakfast favorites include Jean's Mean Fried Egg Sandwich and the Drunken Banana French Toast, while for dinner, try selections like the fabulous Swedish Meatballs or Wild Rice Gumbo. Hazel's Northeast is located off 29th and Johnson and at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Well, it's Wednesday, and we missed Bob last week. It was his birthday, and then plus all these great things that were happening, and we read his press release. And so with all the dust settling, we're glad Bob's not too big for his britches, and he's back on Native Roots Radio. I can't wait my tribe really wants you to help out too, and I can't wait for us to plan that, because they're asking me now, and I'm going, yeah, the guy got $6.7 million from the Department of Energy to do his work. Let's get them helping with the nation here. And they're like, yes, sirree. So whenever you're ready, Bob, we'd love you to help Ho-Chunk too. Welcome.
Absolutely, Robert. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. It's been crazy the last couple of weeks. This has been so exciting. We were the highest awarded amount in the United States. So Secretary Jennifer Granholm and Vice President Harris did a big thing out in Pennsylvania. So they did a big announcement of the award winners and, you know, did a press conference and everything. So that I, you know, just, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And it's just been so exciting, Robert. Like, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you. The Hill just came out with a story on us today. That was pretty cool. And I'm waiting for the producer from John Stewart to call me. John Stewart wants to interview me.
That's so awesome. Right on.
We'll get you one of those Resist shirts to wear.
I should wear one of those Resist t-shirts. Yeah. So it's been I don't know how that's gonna work out yet. So but it's, you know, it's been pretty incredible. And I think we're just really excited though to bring this technology to tribal country. But Robert, you know, just one of the stories here, right, Robert? This is interesting. I love that hat. Robert, one of the stories here, though, is EVgo, right, was just announced. GMAC is behind EVgo, and wow, they are going to be putting up charging stations all over the country. So I'm sorry, oil companies and pipeline companies and whatever it is, fossil fuel companies, but we are going to make this switch. And, you know, I understand gasoline is kind of expensive right now, and oil is right now. It is going to plummet. It is going to plummet to no end. And, yeah, just like that young lady said right there, that means peace in the world. I mean, this is what we're trying to get at, right? When we do this, Robert, I mean, we're trying to create peace in the world.
Right. And, you know, if you – that's interesting that you even just said that, Bob, because we know – you know, when I was a kid, there was this one dude that, you know, and this is true. You can look this up on Snopes or Snoops or whatever the heck it is. But there was a kid that designed a carburetor that could get every car 200 miles a gallon, and he sold it to the oil companies, and he died at like 24 years old. And I don't know if you remember that, but there is a lot of people out there that don't want good things for other people. And I guess that's my point, is that we have to be careful. You have to be careful and walk in a good way as you do.
Yeah, no. And I realize that I'm going to get pushback. I realize that when I go into these small towns, they're not going to want to listen to my message. I understand that. But, you know, I hope that, Robert, I could reach them, you know, on an economic level, and make them understand that this is an, you know, economic development tool, and this is going to help their local economy, and this is going to put food in their kids' mouths and create jobs in their community. So I hope that I can win their hearts on that argument. But I do realize that I am going to get some resistance as I do my traveling show over the next 3 years.
That's why you need that darn Resist shirt to tell them what's up.
Robert, well, I get to go to Washington once a year to give the senators and congressmen people an update on this project.
Nice. Say hi to Charisse for us, Ho-Chunk out there in Kansas, Charisse David. So we'll have her on soon too. But yeah, that's exciting. It's good to go there and good to do things that you're doing there, as opposed to bad things like, you know, being a shaman for QAnon or something.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do that. But like I said, though, I mean, this is really going to be exciting. I usually got the news on everybody else, but this week Solar Bear is the news, you know.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But It's really exciting. And everyone, you know, I just want to tell everybody out there that, you know, we, you know, are just trying to, you know, show a different way. We will never, this is my message to, you know, the pipeline companies and, you know, Enbridge and all those guys, you know, DAPL, whatever, you know, we'll never stop fighting you guys. We'll never stop fighting you. There's no quitting us. You could do whatever you want to us. We're still here. We're not going to stop. And this is just another form of resistance that we're going to be doing here and creating our own electric vehicle charging network pipeline, Robert.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things, too, we talked to about Solar Bear and Native Sun also. And one of the things I love what you say, too, in that vein is that, you know, this is how we become sovereign, totally sovereign and independent as a Indian nations across the country.
Yeah. Can you imagine all of our, you know, oh, Robert, you know, in this grant too, I've got buses, I've got Teslas, I've got F-150s that I'm going to be purchasing for the communities. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're going to be, you know, we're going to be using them and we're going to be tracking them and we're going to be, you know, in real time data, sharing this data with the Department of Energy. The DOE is going to put it out there in the public. And, you know, I just want the government to see the value, mm-hmm. you know, that Native Nations will bring to the table if they invest in our communities. You know what right. I mean? If they invest in our communities and really, like, you know, adhere to the treaties that they made with our people, mm-hmm. we could be a big contributor, not only to our this country, but also to, like, I mean, the greater good, which is what I believe. Tribal nations' responsibility in that if you don't have us on board, we're not going to defeat climate change. That's I'm very stringent on that. That they need our help.
You know, and it's funny too. We've been talking this as Native people across all of Turtle Island about this for years. I mean, John Trudeau was talking about it in the 80s. You know, about this energy crisis that was then, there, now, and now it's not a crisis. It's just a will to do the right thing because people like you with the technology that's catching up to us, that it's making these things affordable, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and like, I mean, well, John Trudeau is one of my heroes, you know, mm-hmm, but like, I mean, you know, just the way tribal nations can to participate in this nation's, desire to reach a carbon neutral kind mm-hmm. of base. You know what I mean? You know, tribal nations can help out so much and can do so much more than these local city state governments because, you know, we're not beholden to the big corporations. What we serve the people. Our tribal leaders serve the people. And I think that's the big difference that I see here. And that's why I think tribes can be a big help. And you know what? Rather than talking about it, Robert, I'm just going to go out and demonstrate it. Like, seriously, yeah. Like, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to build it. I'm just going to create it. And we'll see we'll see how history judges us. You know what I mean? That's right. So that's where I'm at with it.
No, that is good. And Wendy, you got a question? Because
I don't have a question at all. I think it's great. I really do. And it really makes me so happy that when I'm watching TV at night and the news, I'm seeing more and more TV commercials on cars that are all electric. The ones that I usually see, though, are expensive cars like Audis and Mercedes. And I'm hoping that, you know, the lesser expensive car companies will get there and make, you know, a fully electric vehicle that's really, you know, works well and is, you know, people can have it in their house and afford them. So I think.
What is it called again? It. Moore's Law or cost of scale, right? Mm-hmm. As this goes. It just gets cheaper and cheaper. And absolutely. And that's exactly what's going to be happening with the electric vehicles. Even with solar technology, I mean, you see it's getting cheaper and cheaper now. So, I mean, it's incredible, the strides that we're making. But, you know, also, too, to this country, I want to remind everybody, too, that this is a great opportunity for us to start thinking about bringing back production, bringing back jobs, bringing back manufacturing. That's where I think we see the real opportunity here. And, you know, I just hope we have some, you know, politicians that are forward thinking that can at least look at the opportunity here, because we have a lot of people that could use good paying union jobs, building cars and, you know, and servicing the parts that need to be done right here in this country instead of us always outsourcing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think of you, Autumn Peltier put up a post today, and she says, "One day I will be an ancestor, and I want my descendants to know that I used my voice so that they could have a future." And so that's what I feel like you're doing, Bob, Robert Blake, with Solar Bear. And it's really coming to fruition here, and it's just going to keep expanding. So I'm really so happy and proud to be your friend and knowing your family for so many years. And We're both doing good, and when people are doing good, everybody does good. So keep up the great work.
Oh, yeah. Miigwech, Robert. Thank you so much, Wendy and Robert. Appreciate you guys so much. And let's keep on majing on, man. We'll keep pushing forward, and nothing's stopping this. It's already out the bag.
Right on, man. That was Robert Blake of Solar Bear, Native Son, and just all-around great guy. We really appreciate him. Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, up next, Wendy, we're going to talk a little bit about the store, but you also have some cool trivia and other stuff.
Yeah, we're just going to chit-chat.
Hey, we got 40 seconds here. What should we talk about?
Just put some music on.
Oh, you don't want to hear me? Okay, I see how you are. That's the only time you listen to me is during this show. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm getting my COVID vaccine. If you're between 5 and 11 years old, you can get vaccinated too. Getting the jab might seem a little scary, but there is lots of good reasons to do it. You'll be protected from COVID, and you'll be less likely to spread it to people like family and friends. Have your parents find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wow, Anna did an unbelievable job on that commercial.
Yeah, that's Ogama's daughter. How cute is that? She did great. Yeah, good for her.
She can do the rest of ours now.
Wait, I know that little voice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Well, lots to talk about, but I'm wearing this shirt right now because it reminds us of our of my Dega, Curtis. And that means uncle in Ho-Chunk, and he's in the hospital right now, not doing well. It's not COVID, but he fell and hurt himself. And we're at that age, Wendy, when we fall, we hurt ourselves.
We really
now
have to be careful, not even kidding.
And Uncle Curtis was on the show for a couple of years every Saturday with us, and did a prayer before the show. And so we're thinking deep thoughts and prayers for healing prayers for Uncle
Curtis. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So today, before we get into your segment, tomorrow is the grand opening of Native Roots Trading Post. And I've just said that for the first time without tripping over the words. And it's exciting. One of the things I just wanted to talk about, Wendy, is the great job that you have done by setting up that store. It's 5,000 square feet. And if you ever try to put together a store with 5,000 square feet, you need a lot of stuff, or you need and what we're doing is trying to promote and streamline our Native artists, and that'll be happening in the Daytons, and so there'll be a lot of traffic, high-end traffic, and so we can get our Native people and artists out there. We have Little Earth artists. We have American Indian Movement, which started in Minneapolis, their swag. And we have things like that that we want to help promote. And many, many artists. We have a great painter with all his originals from New Mexico. Heck, we met him at the powwow at Shakopee, and he's just a phenomenal person. And so there's how many paintings of his? 16 paintings?
We have so many beautiful works of art, painting, prints, oil paintings on canvas. It just really, it looks like a museum in there. We have a big giant
great
teepee
photography.
In there.
Yeah.
Really beautiful beading jewelry that's out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
We have hemp pasta.
From Winona LaDuke.
Hemp pasta.
Not to mention her t-shirts, her books are there.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a great relationship with Winona.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the show many, many, many times. And we have our own personalized candles. I want to say calendars.
Candles.
We have calendars coming in too, MMIW calendars, and also some views, overviews of beautiful powwows. And so we have calendars
beautiful
coming
scarfs
in.
Scarfs and bandanas.
Got
and
all
kinds
these
of stuff.
Lots
of
creams
good Christmas
and stuff.
Gifts. Yeah, body lotions and creams and soaps and all that kind of stuff.
So come on down tomorrow for the grand opening, or we're going to be there for 4 months.
We'll be there from 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday also 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 4. Is that what the right hours are? I probably don't have them right, but anyway, we'll be on 700 Nicollet Mall. That's the Dayton's building, and we're in the first floor. Just walk on in and come see us.
Wow, that's perfect. So, hey, that's a segue into the sacred animal section. Mm-hmm. And I know you got some fun trivia again today.
I always love fun trivia. I always keep it in my back pocket because there are some days where, you know, in the last couple of days we've been at the store setting up, hanging things up, pricing out stuff, and getting everything ready and looking, you know, the best that we know how. We've never done this before, so... I think it looks pretty good, though. I really do. So,
it does.
Yeah. So I haven't had any time to really sit down and look at any, important animal information, but I will be doing that next week. But I always keep these fun facts in my back pocket that I like to share with people, and I think people really get a kick out of it. But this is the time of year to talk about reindeers. Reindeers, their eyes change color depending on the weather. I had never knew that. Reindeers always seem like magical creatures to us, and now we know that they really are. Arctic reindeer eyes actually change color depending on the season and the weather. In the warmer months, the mammal's eyes are golden brown, and in the winter, they change and become a beautiful baby blue. That's something I didn't know.
Wow, that's awesome. They changed their nose color too, like Rudolph. No, that's a different, story.
Yeah, and we all know baby horses, they can walk just hours after being born, but that's pretty cool. Most human babies start walking when they are between 9 and 12 months of age. However, animals are a bit different. Baby horses, for example, start walking and even running just hours after they are born. Other animals that are able to walk just after being born include zebras, giraffes, pigs, and camels. I kind of like that.
I didn't start walking until I was like 15.
Whatever. If a snail's eye gets cut off, it will grow a new one. Ooh. You know, because the snails, they kind of have those eyes that kind of like come out on a little tentacle. But yeah, that they can do that. Oysters can change their gender. Who knew that oysters were so cool? The sea creature can change their gender back and forth at ease. They do this to ensure that they have the best chance at mating and will change whenever gender increases their odds. All oysters start off as males, and most oysters will change their gender at least once in their lifetime. That's pretty cool. They're like, they're
gender
transgender. Yeah, I love that. Cats only meow to humans. And this is like the fourth time I've read this, but I don't know. Oh, well, let's read what it says. Did you know that your cat has been trying to fool you this whole time? Cats only meow to communicate with humans and do it mostly to get attention. This is because the sound is so cute that humans will pay attention, but other cats won't. Cats only meow at one another when a kitten is talking to its mother. That's cute. That's really cute. And I had no idea. Let's see what else. Oh, starfish have five eyes. Well, it seems that SpongeBob SquarePants got something wrong when they gave Patrick the starfish two eyes. Contrary to what the television show portrays, starfish actually have five eyes. Each of their eyes is located at the end of each of their legs. The creature's eyes are quite small and tend to be about a half a millimeter wide. I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Butterflies taste with their feet. There's another one that I didn't know. No wonder butterflies spend so much time standing on flowers. They taste with their feet. In fact, the taste buds located in a butterfly's feet are 200 times stronger than human taste buds. When a butterfly lands on a plant, they use their feet to determine if what they have landed on is edible or not.
Wow.
Yeah. Rats. I've always wanted a rat. Rats laugh when they're tickled. What? I knew a girl when I went to pharmacy school with her. She had seven rats.
Wow.
Yeah, they all had different personalities, and they all had different names, and some liked to be cuddled, and some didn't like to be cuddled, and they all liked different foods and stuff like that. But she really loved her rats. Too bad they don't live that long. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of other things that we don't really know. Dogs are allergic to grapes.
Oh, don't ever feed them.
Grapes or like prunes and dates are no good for dogs. They could get into kidney failure.
Hey, Peanie Geeky Wendy.
Yeah, sure.
We just killed a whole segment. That
anytime.
Was awesome.
Come see us tomorrow at Native Roots Trading Post, 700 yes. Nicollet Avenue, 10 to 6.
Right on. Hey, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and I suppose come down and shop at Native Roots Trading Post. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop line 3. Please get vaccinated.